Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I have to say, I don't know what Eureka is coming to. Each day's time standard is full of shootings, kidnappings, and many other kinds of lawlessness and disruption. Just the other day, a couple of blocks from my house, some folks were refused admission into a house, and one kid pulled up a shotgun and shot the house member in the arm. Having been a hunter most of my life, I know what kind of damage a shotgun at close range can do to flesh. I don't know what the underlying cause for this action was, but no matter what, a shotgun? By a juvenile at point-blank range? The house is owned by a well-known local landlord, or should I say, slumlord. According to the newspaper, the assailants ran right in front of my house as they disappeared into the brush. Another incident involved some crumbballs stealing donated Toys for Tots from a spot on the Bayshore Mall. How low is that? The list goes on and on and on. Being a policeman in this area must be very scary, knowing that there are so many weapons floating around in the hands of even juveniles. As I said before, I have been a hunter and responsible gun owner since I was about 12 years old. Consequently, I am not in favor of overly tight gun laws and restrictions. As I see it, these restrictions only make it tough on responsible gun owners. The criminals or irresponsible ones don't pay any attention to the rules or laws anyway. Speaking of that, I was watching some programs on Channel 123, Andy Griffith Show and others, and the bad example they put forth if someone not familiar with weapons were watching and handled the weapons the same way. I had a gun go off accidentally once as a result of carelessness on my part. I was about 12 years old. Fortunately, no one was injured, but it taught me an important lesson. You never can be too careful around weapons. Again, I have to say goodbye to a couple of friends. One is my neighbor, Cindy Hill, wife of James Hill, a local trucker, who passed away after a long battle with an illness. Then there was Greg Susich, who passed away while duck hunting, according to the paper. Finally, we have Judge Harold Neville, whom I hadn't seen for a while, and I didn't know real well. Harold was a man of few words, with an imposing presence. I never faced him in court, but I could just see him sitting up there with that stone face, facing a criminal, wondering if he was going to put him or her away forever. Harold told me about one time he was fishing and some guy started hassling him. He carried a small handgun in his fishing bag, and when the guy got louder and louder, he pulled out the legally registered handgun, and the guy disappeared instantly. So, to the families of these friends who are gone, my condolences to you. And with that, I'll wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.